But my other brother, he and the mother lived together then the whole time. She died in 33.
Yes.
And then he had one of my sisters. Well, he had raised two of my sister's sons, my mother and he did. That their father died after my sister died. They had these two boys. I think the oldest one was maybe 9 years old, the other one about 7. And anyway, they raised those boys. I believe one of the boys, the youngest one, was living there with my brother and his wife when my mother died. Then several years after that, she died in 33, and then he married in 37. So from that on, we just kept when I got married, my wife.
What year did you get married?
1912, first day of January, 1912. And my wife, she'd been married before and had two boys and a girl. And she was keeping house for her uncle. He was an old bachelor. He had a lot of cattle. And I had 30 some head, so he sold me all of his cattle. And then he and I bought cattle for a couple of years there and shipped them to St. Louis and raised. Anyway, I kept over 1,000 head of cattle through the winter, that winter 1912.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but we had the.
Did you raise cattle mostly, or did you farm some, sir?
Well, we farmed some, but mostly with cattle. I bought cattle and sold them and raised them and just. But those cattle that I had and my brother had, when I got married, I guess my brother and I both had about the same amount of cattle, and we had some from my mother. We kept some for her all the time, and we'd sell some of hers long as we went. We both had about the same amount of cattle, I guess. But my mother didn't have as many as we did, but we took care of her cattle just same with our own. But anyway, after I married, when my brother bought her part of the cattle, I know, and invested the money that she had saved up from her part of the cattle in the bank when depression hit in 1920 and bank went broke. Lost all of her money anyway, and